Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Joshua?
Yes.
Great, Joshua. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How are you doing this Monday, sir?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear. Another day in paradise, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. A little windy today, right? It's crazy last night,
it's
man.
It's very windy today, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. We're based out of Fountain Valley, so we're not far from you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm looking at your company, Orange Coast Power. You're based out of Fullerton. You've tried search engine optimization in the past, right, with another company?
Well, yeah, I did. It was, it was a mistake. So, you know, I got zero out of it. So for me to, you know, go and do this again, you know, it's going to be, yeah, it's got to, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like for me, the return on investment, it's just kind of got to be there. I'm not going to be going forward with it.
Yeah, right.
So I just kind of want to know, what is this SEO doing? I was told that it was a space open for just, you know, EV. Is it just going to be EV or is it like more than just that?
Well, we have a full electrical contractor scope. So obviously EV is part of that, but we could target you for panel upgrades, electrician near me, best electrical contractors. I mean, you're able to customize your keywords for what you're looking for as long as it's related to like electrician work. Does that make sense?
Got it.
Yeah. Now, one thing I wanted to mention to you, because it looks like you'd be a good candidate for it. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed before? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I have heard of it. I mean, I haven't done anything with it, you know, but I've heard of it.
Okay. So. I'm the main person that sets those accounts up here. So we do search engine optimization. Okay. Too. With the SEO, it's amazing to show up organically as a top recommended option. It does take time though, and it doesn't guarantee you like a specific amount of calls, right? You're essentially paying for a presence. And it sounds like that's what you paid for before. Okay. So.
Right.
Another option is Google Guaranteed. Okay. What that is that's a pay per lead platform directly through Google. And it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay. And here's why. These leads on Google Guaranteed are only sent to you. So you don't like share the lead with other companies and it comes through via phone call.
Okay. Now from the customer or from somebody else?
From the customer. Yeah. Now, if it's not a customer, okay, that's the next thing I'm going to get into. And this is really why it's so popular. You only pay for qualified leads. Okay. So when that call comes through, okay, if it's out of your service radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, somebody looking for employment, right? Or you never speak to the person. Those are all deemed as unqualified leads that you're automatically not charged for. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Okay?
Okay.
Now, for it to be considered a qualified lead, you have to either schedule an estimate with the person calling or you have to quote them over the phone. So if you give pricing or you schedule an appointment, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's a couple requirements to qualify for this program. Okay. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance if somebody booked your services through Google Guaranteed. Okay. Now, for your vertical, which just means your category, okay, in your area, it does show me that licensing is required. So is the company currently licensed?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you have like an electrical contractor license or is the business just registered?
Yes, I have
Okay.
No, I have electrical contractor's license as well as an appliance servicer license.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. Also, it does require insurance. So is the company currently insured?
Yep, we're licensed, bonded, and insured.
Licensed, bought, and insured. Awesome. Okay. Now, the other requirement, it requires you to have 5 reviews online, and I believe you have 5. You have exactly 5, so you're good there.
Yeah, on 5 through Google, yes.
Yeah, you have exactly 5. So, and obviously, we'll help you boost that, too, but the last requirement for Google Guaranteed, they do require for any face-to-face employees, okay? In other words, if you have a big crew of guys or if you sub guys out, right, it would just be you, but you would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
I've done a bunch of them.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. You just signed up with Angie Leads, right? They do backgrounds too.
Yeah. I just did theirs. Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So background check will be good. Your license, you're insured. So you qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yes, sir.
So give me 1 second. Let me just pull those up. Okay, so the cost per qualified lead for the electrician vertical is going to be $30.67 per lead.
Okay.
Google does require a minimum budget. Okay, this is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. I got a guy in New York that takes on 200 leads a month. So the sky's the limit. But the minimum I'm required to tell you about for 13 leads, that is at $400.
Okay.
Now, the way your lead budget works is it does roll over. Okay. So, for example, let's say you do the minimum budget requirement for 13 leads, right? And you get 13 qualified leads. You schedule an estimate or quote each lead that comes through. The following month, you'll be charged $400 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say you take on 1 qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say you only got 1 qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $400. You're only charged for that 1 lead you took on, the $30.67. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we do not charge whatever lead budget you set until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. This is where we submit your license, your insurance, have the background check ran. What we send in writing for all verticals is that the process can take 4 to 8 weeks. I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, though. For the electrician vertical, when you get everything to us ASAP, like day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay. Now, we do charge, there's a one-time application/management fee, okay? This isn't a renewal fee. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That is for $250 to get it started.
Okay.
All right, and just to clarify, I'm not talking about SEO or pay-per-click. I'm talking about a totally different route for you, for Google Guaranteed. So how does this platform sound?
So the Google Guaranteed is totally different than the SEO stuff, right?
It is. So SEO will take a lot of time to show up, you know, and then you're not guaranteed a specific amount of calls. And you'll have a set flat monthly rate. Now, it's definitely good to boost your presence there, but Google Guaranteed, if you're looking for something more concrete where you're getting actual leads that are calling you and you only pay when they're qualified leads, this is the best platform.
Okay, so it doesn't do anything for the SEO. Now, I'm doing SEO optimization through, well, I use House Call Pro, and they're the ones that are redoing my website. With SEO optimization built into that as part of the whole thing, you know, using keyword, all that stuff.
Right, metadata, blogging, yep.
All that stuff, yeah, is in my, I'm assuming from what I talked to the guy, that's part of the website optimization because I use House Call Pro for everything.
No, I'm familiar with them. Yeah, that is a part of it. So they'll do, like, metadata is basically just, like, keyword phrase tags embedded in the website itself. And then I'm not sure if they do it, but most website development companies will do like blogging too, which that just like increases your visibility online. So it'll help boost your rankings over time. So what I'm talking about, they don't correlate together. They're two totally separate type of services.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you're talking about is completely, completely separate.
Yeah, this is, it's a pay-per-lead platform, yes. Now, the good thing is your Google Business Profile, we don't need access to it, but what will happen is your five reviews you have on there, those transfer to Google Guarantee, right? So you're not starting with zero reviews, but it doesn't, unfortunately at this time, it doesn't help the SEO or hurt it, right, with Google Guaranteed. This is just specifically for a lead program through Google.
Okay. All right.
All right. So first thing I always like to do, I'm going to have everything I just went over with you sent off to you in writing. Okay, so you're able to see it. I see an email address for you here. It's joshua@orangecoastpower.com. Is that the best one for you?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So give me one quick second here. All right, so the email coming through now, it's going to be titled Google Guarantee. And this, I know you've seen it before, but this will show you like what the Google Guarantee like platform looks like. And then it has like everything I went over with you in writing. Now, what I'm going to do too is I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, which just means your category, your cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you can see them in writing.
Okay.
Okay. Now, just a heads up on these subcategories, because I know you asked this earlier too. There's going to be multiple things on there. So let's say, for example, you don't do panel upgrades, and I'm just using that as an example, right? You would turn that subcategory off. That way you're not getting leads for panel upgrades.
Okay.
Okay. And again, if you do them, you leave them on. I just use it as an example, you know? So.
Sure.
One second here. Let me pull up the subcategory list. EV is on there too. So. All right. Let me shoot this out to you. Okay. What I'm also going to do too, Joshua, I'm going to send you a text right now with my direct line and extension so you have it.
Okay.
How long have you been with House Call Pros?
Oh, since I started, so I've been over a year and a half with that.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, the on-site SEO, it takes a long time for it to happen, but it's good you're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So how do you feel about this platform? Is this something you want to start the application process? I mean, where are you at with this?
I like it. You know, I mean, I'm trying to think of the best ways to you know, grow this business. So.
Right. So I'll tell you, Google Guaranteed, it's newer, right? It's been around about 2 years now. And well, it's been around 4 years in total, but it like took off 2 years ago. And it's just amazing, man. It's the best lead program on the market. And in my opinion, it's the best like product that Google has, you know? So it's a great way to grow the business. The cool thing with this too, like, cause I know you have a big service area. You're doing Orange County, you're going to the IE, you're going to LA too. With Google Guaranteed, you can target anywhere you want. As long as you're licensed and insured for those areas, you know. So like if you had a separate business in, for example, like Texas, right? As long as you have whatever licensing is required out there, Texas does typically require license actually, but as long as you're licensed and insured for the areas you're targeting, you could show up in those areas is what I'm getting at. With the local SEO, which again we offer to you, that's only going to show up locally for you, you know?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so let me verify some business information. So the company, the way it's registered is Orange Coast Power. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Orange Coast Power LLC.
LLC, okay, perfect. It has to be listed on Google Guaranteed how it's licensed, basically, you know?
That's how it's yeah.
Now, the address for the company, is it 1517 Rolling Hills Drive? In Fullerton, 92835?
No, that's my home address. We just moved. We're going through the business license part of it for, we just moved to Placentia, so.
Okay.
She's just a couple weeks ago.
Okay, got it. Do you have the new address?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready for
address
when you are.
Is, sure. It's 780 South Van Buren Street.
Got it.
Unit D.
Unit D. And that's 92870?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right, so I got 780 South Van Buren Street, Unit D, Placentia, 92870. Is that right?
Correct.
Just so you know, on the Google Guarantee profile, it won't show your address. I'm just putting this in for the application information. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's see, your website, so it's orangecoastpower.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, now, cool thing too about Google Guaranteed is somebody went to your website, right, from your Google Guaranteed profile. Okay, it's pretty cool actually. You wouldn't be charged for those leads. So you're not being charged per click. They would have to call you from the Google Guaranteed section. And then it have to be a qualified lead in order for you to be charged. Okay.
Okay.
So just
now,
that,
is this
just
people? That, is it qualified lead? Is a qualified lead people just fishing for estimates, or is it like, hey, I need you to come do this work? What's the, you know what I'm saying? Because like a lot of these things, I get leery of because, like with Yelp, for instance, man, I get hit up all day long with Yelp, and it's just people fishing for a cost, and you'll have, you know, five or six contractors trying to like give costs over the phone just like to get through it, and it's all that it is. If it's what this is people just fishing for costs, because I know with Angie's List, you know, the customers, before they even ask for anything, like they got to go through a long process before they're even allowed to ask for anybody. So like, are these Google Guaranteed qualified leads, are these people just fishing for quotes, or are these people that are like want to get the work done?
Great question. Okay, so I can't tell you that every single one is going to be somebody wanting to get the work done, right? But since we've started this platform, we have 100% retention rate on our Google Guaranteed accounts. So it is amazing, okay? Now, Yelp is pay-per-click, right? Angie Leads is great. I have a lot of clients that use it. And what they do is they have a lead form that you fill out, and then that lead is sent to multiple companies. So each one of you is charged for the lead regardless. So with this, in this situation, you're not sharing the lead because they're picking you and calling you directly. Now, it's not pre-screened. It's screened on the call. And the way they do that is every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, it is not their phone number showing there. It's a Google rotating number, which is forwarded to your phone, and it's recorded by like Google Bot, so like an AI, who will automatically pick up if it's qualified or unqualified. Now,
okay,
you can still get people that schedule an estimate with you, right, and they don't do the job. Like that, I think that's inevitable.
Right.
Like it's going to happen sometimes, you know. But the good thing with this is if you have somebody call and it's not a service you provide, it's not in your service radius, right, or you don't book an appointment or quote them, you're not going to be charged for those leads.
Okay.
Yeah. I hope that kind of answers your question, but, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Say
I know
that,
it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Yeah,
I can't say
inevitable.
That everyone would be a, like, buying customer. I mean, that'd be amazing. But what you're going to find, though, is this platform, it's the best lead program out there currently because you're not sharing the leads and you got an automatic dispute system, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So speaking of that phone number too, so do you want the calls going to the 714-451-4595 number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right. And so service radius, so you're doing all of Orange County, right? South County, I mean, all the way down to San Clemente, or how far do you go?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much go down to, like, the farthest I've gone really is, like, Dana Point. I haven't had anything down in, like, San Clemente. You know, but, I mean, I guess I could go down that far. I'm not trying to leave anything off, but then again, I don't want to, you know, be in San Clemente and up into, you know, Huntington Beach and then over into Pomona.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, right. But then if I keep my call area tiny, then, you know, my leads are going to be tiny. So I'm not going to get that if I'm leaving a couple areas. Like when Angie's first started with me, they had me like active with 5 zip codes. I'm like, I'm not going to get any calls in 5 zip codes. So I'm pretty much servicing all of, pretty much down to like, yeah, San Clemente is fine. All of Orange County and then, parts of LA and then Riverside County. I go out to Riverside. Kind of like if you drew a circle out that way and then back around. We did a circle from Placentia and it went out to like Riverside and then out to like, Seal Beach, you know, that kind of area. So.
Got it. I was going to ask how far into LA too. So, okay. So basically,
well, I mean, I'll do LA, but like, I do LA, but not like Compton, Southgate, you know, that kind of stuff. I'll stay out of those areas, but like, you know, I don't go like, I pretty much go as far as Long Beach. So I'll do Seal Beach, which is still Orange County, but then I'll hit like, you know, Cerritos, Cypress, you know, those are all Whittier. That's all LA County, Pomona, and, but then
Cypress,
like,
is Orange County,
Hills,
right?
Ontario. Is Cypress Orange County or Cerritos?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe
I thought Seal Beach was LA County too, but I wasn't.
Is Seal Beach LA or, well, I don't know. It's,
yeah, what,
so
I get
I go
what
out
you're
that
saying.
Far, so I don't. Yeah. Yeah.
So Seal Beach, Long Beach, Cerritos. You said Chino Hills too, right?
Yeah, I do Chino Hills, Ontario, Pomona, because with my home warranty stuff, my service areas are Riverside, so it takes me out that way. So if I can hit leads, I'm getting through Google, Angie's and stuff while I'm already going to be out that way.
Right.
Since my call area is out that way, I incorporate that area with all these other services too, because it just makes sense too.
You can, I have some clients that, so I have one guy that he's a storm chaser, right? So he like turns his leads mm-hmm. on where the storms are, like totally different type of service. But, but what I'm getting at is you can day by day too, like after you're activated, of course, right? You can change like what areas you're targeting. So like if you're all the way out in Riverside and you're like, hey, you know, I want all my leads within however far of Riverside for that day, you can do it that way too.
Okay.
Yeah, so just a heads up on that, okay? So I got all of Orange County, you're going into Riverside County to Riverside basically. Still Beach, Long Beach, Cerritos for LA, Chino Hills, Ontario, Pomona, Riverside, and I put all of Orange County. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. They have you again too on the application, put your target area just to make sure we don't miss it. So just a heads up on that, you know?
Okay.
And then let's see. Okay. So for the subcategories, so I'm just going to list them off. You could always toggle them on or off at any time too, but just to kind of get started with, what we're setting up for you. So, install light fixtures. Would you want that on or off?
On.
On. Okay. Repair light fixtures.
On.
On. Install outlets or switches.
On.
On. Repair outlets or switches.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Relocate outlets or switches.
Yes.
All right. Replace or upgrade panel.
Yes, I'll put that on there.
Okay. And then I see repair panel is the next one. You want that on there?
Yeah, I do repair.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done a lot of those.
All right. And let's see. Here's the big one. Install electric car charger. That's a yes, right?
Yes.
All right. Install fan.
Yes.
All right. Repair fan?
Yes.
All right. Install outdoor lighting?
Yes.
All right. Remodeling associated with electrical work, obviously, but.
But no for right now, just because it's just me. I mean, it'll be something when I get a bigger crew, I'll add, but for just me, it's
okay.
Too big for a job for myself.
And then install security system.
No, I'm not a security system installer.
Got it. And let's see, restore power.
Yes.
Install ground wire.
Yes.
And then other. Other is just a category on every Google guaranteed vertical. So they'll go over that like in the onboarding appointment or whatnot. So I got install light fixture, repair light fixture, install outlets or switches, repair outlets or switches, relocate outlets or switches, replace or upgrade panel, repair panel, install electric car charger, install fan, repair fan, install outdoor lighting, restore power, install ground wire. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And let's see. You said it's licensed and insured. You already have the required amount of reviews, so we're good there. Okay. Just for account purposes, Joshua, what's your last name?
Last name's Boothe. That's B-O-O-T-H-E.
Perfect. Okay. So the next step to this, what I'm going to do is assign a technician to your company and schedule your onboarding appointment. This is the person actually managing your leads. So they just want to meet you. They'll go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which will automatically be sent to you via email and via text message here shortly. Now, I always like to point out to you, even though I'm not your lead technician, I'm really active in all my Google Guaranteed accounts. So if you make sure you save my number. If you ever have any questions, you could call me directly. Okay?
Okay. Question, though, regarding, like, turning leads on and off, like, say, if I'm out of town or whatever, like, is there a website or how do you do that?
There's four ways to do it. So with this platform, you're going to have a client dashboard, right? You'll have it in an app or you could go to a browser. And when you log into that, you're not on SEO or web development through us. So all you'll want to focus on is the lead portion. When you click on leads, it will show you every lead that came through and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which means qualified or unqualified, but you can pause your leads from there. Now, the other three ways is you can either call in to pause them, email, or text.
Okay.
All right. So either way, you know, if you're, like, busy and you don't want to log in, you just shoot a text, you know, hey, please pause my leads, and we'll pause them right away.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, before I schedule your onboarding appointment and get that application sent to you via text message and via email, for the one-time application fee, the card you're going to be using to secure the Google Guarantee program with, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Okay. And, oh, is there a middle initial on there, or is it Joshua Boothe only?
On that card, it is... It's a middle initial. Yeah, Joshua S, as in... Sam.
Got
it. Scott, which is my middle name.
Yeah, mine's Daniel Anthony Nelson, so my initials are Dan. I don't know if they did that on purpose. So Joshua S. Boothe, and then under the card is Orange Coast Power LLC, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. The billing address, is it the new address, the 780 South Van Buren Street, Unit D?
No.
Okay.
No, not currently. It's still my home address.
Okay, and that's just the 157 Rolling Hills Drive?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So let me change it to that. And what we'll have to do, too, because I'm sure you'll change the address eventually, after you're approved, you'll get a phone call, email, and text verification on making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. So I'll put a note in there for us to check the address again with you. Okay? And you, okay. You could always change the billing address from your client dashboard too, which is super easy to do.
Okay.
All right. And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
It's Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
It's 4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Mm-hmm.
7664.
Okay.
4348.
Expiration?
Is August of 2028.
All right. And the CVC code?
Is 035.
All right. So what I'm doing now is I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning Google Guarantee to your account. I'm processing the application fee, and I will have that emailed and texted to you automatically here. Just one second.
Okay.
Again, this is just a one-time $250 fee, okay?
Yes.
All right. So jump over here. So what you're going to get in a second here is an email that says your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there. The most important thing, though, is there's going to be a link for the application. Okay. What I'm also doing is that link for the application is being sent to you via text message, too. And I always like to, in our current email thread that we have, I'm going to also reply with the link there as well. Okay, so you can't miss it. It'll be in four different spots. Or three different spots. All right, give me a sec. The text messages are going through to you, right?
Yes, yeah, I'm looking at them here.
Perfect. I didn't get it sent successfully, so I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's so that 451 is linked to my House Call Pro, and then it forwards to the cell phone you're calling as well. So,
okay, got it. All right. You have caller ID on that phone, right? Because the reason I asked that is for Google Guaranteed, it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So that way you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead when it's coming through.
Okay. Now, let me give you a different phone number, only because if there's any complications with the House Call Pro, I don't want it, even though it forwards to this number, I just don't want it to be an issue.
I agree.
If you can, let me change that number for you.
Yes, sir.
That number is area code 562
mm-hmm.
713-8342.
So 562-713-8342. Is that correct?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
So what we'll do, because remember, it's going to be a Google rotating number, but I'll have it forward straight to your 562 number. That way, mentioned, if House Call Pro, if there's something going on with their call tracking number or whatnot, like, you get it directly. Okay?
No, I did have an issue with it is why at one time it was set up, and then I had customers call me because they had my personal cell from previous calls, and they're like, it's not, I keep calling and it's not working. So I had to go in and see what was up with it.
The thing that would happen, like, let's say we did the House Call Pro number and there was complications, you wouldn't be charged for those leads, obviously, because you never spoke to the person. But Google, what they do is they'll kind of ding, like, your placement. So your answer rate's important, too, on the leads. They want to make sure, like, you're answering the leads, you know, so... I'm glad I asked about that for sure. You know.
Yeah, no, I did get them, but it shows as a message through my House Call Pro inbox, not as through my cell phone text messages. So Rather just go to my direct to the cell.
Okay, gotcha. So I changed the number on file and I added your cell phone in there too for us, okay? Okay, so let's get this onboarding appointment scheduled. So in the onboarding, what they're gonna do is they're gonna be able to push your application through. They're also going to just go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Also, they'll send you some personalization emails for your Google Guarantee profile. Like, it'll just be like a list of things that you want on there. Okay. They always like you to have the application filled out prior to having the onboarding appointment. So, is there a time from what time tomorrow works best for you?
I'm open right now. So, let's say I take the girls to school. At 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Does that work?
Yes, sir. Let me book that in. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local/LSA onboarding appointment. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works is they're going to call from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'll call you first and introduce you to the technician, okay? If I am on the phone, then they'll just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. And give me 1 second. For some reason, it didn't send. So hold on. Let me just restart here. LSA onboarding. Remember that LSA term, too? You want to get used to that because that's how the leads will come through on your phone. It'll say LSA lead.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So let me add Google Guaranteed on here and put your email. Okay. So that was sent. Now, a couple more things on the application. All right. So there's two companies that do the background check for Google. They're both very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton, okay? If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application is needed, okay?
Okay.
If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So for the onboarding appointment, just have your – I don't know why we wouldn't have our driver's license with us, but I always like to just mention it. Have it with you in case it is Evident, and they'll just trigger that text to you while you're on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And we can't choose which one. Like, it's randomly selected. So it'll be one of those two, though. Okay? Now, for the insurance information, okay, they want a specific document. It's called an Accord document. If you don't have that currently, all insurance companies provide it. So I've had clients – call or email their insurance companies and get in like 10 minutes. So if you don't have it, just
reach out to them.
You do. Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, awesome. I've got it. Yeah.
Okay. And that's about it. So it'll also, I put your service area in there, but the application is also going to ask you to put your service area. Okay. Just to double, triple check it. All right. Now, one more last email. So, did you get the Google Guaranteed Campaign Has Begun email?
I got Google Guarantee, not that the campaign has begun. Let me see. Local Splash invoice, welcome to Local Splash. Nope, and then Angie's lead. So I got, Google Guarantee.
I'm gonna manually send that one. It's supposed to automatically trigger, so I'll message, our IT guys to see what's going on with that, but I'm forwarding it to you right now, so it's pending. It will come through as Google Guaranteed Campaign Has Begun, and it'll just have like everything on Google Guaranteed, and it will have a link to the application as well. Okay.
Okay.
So that should be coming through here shortly. The other one, okay, so you should have gotten the Local Splash initial invoice. Do you see that in your inbox?
I did get that.
Okay.
Yes,
so when you pull that one up, because there's some stuff I wanted to explain on there. So when you pull that one up, the fifth line down, there's going to be a blue hyperlink. And it'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Now, keep in mind, this is sent to all clients, right? Like when they're on a local SEO, when they're on a website, etc. So you're going to want to ignore everything on there except where it says Google Guaranteed. Okay. So it'll be right below the Facebook and Google ads. You'll see Google Guaranteed. You're on a Google Guaranteed only campaign. So that will have like more information on that. And then after you review that, you do also have the advanced tracking and reporting, the live client support, SMS communication. So that's all included as well. At the bottom, after you've reviewed everything, it's going to have you check a box certifying that you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. Okay. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen. That is for your client dashboard. Okay. The username and password will be sent to you 3 days from sign up. You'll get it after your onboarding appointment.
Okay. So local slash, I'll save that to my thing. All right.
And when you log into that, because I have a bunch of clients that are on Google Guaranteed only campaigns, so I want to explain. And if you forget all this, just call me when you're in front of it. But when you log into your client dashboard, you're on a Google Guaranteed only account, right? So you don't have to track any of the local SEO, or it'll say to connect your Google listing. That's the first thing that pops up. You just click X on that, okay? All you're going to want to monitor is the lead section, and you'll see it in the middle of the page after you log in, okay?
Okay.
And I'll give you a reminder of that, too, after it's sent to you. Like, I'll let you know. But after you have your login and after your account's activated, like your Google Guaranteed approved, all you really need to monitor is the leads. That's it.
Okay.
Okay. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you log into it, because it'll say like Facebook ads and Google ads and local SEO, but none of that's in this platform. Like it'll just be Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any questions for me right now?
No, sir.
If you ever do, save my number in your phone. If I'm on the phone with another client, whenever you call in, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we'll speak to you tomorrow for your onboarding appointment. That is scheduled between 10 a.m. and 10:30. Okay? And try to have the application filled out before then. If you don't have it filled out, they'll walk you through it in the onboarding appointment. Okay?
Okay. And the you sent me that application, correct?
Yes. So I sent it in our current email thread. It was texted to you, and you should have that email now that says your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun.
Okay. Oh, there's the application form. Okay. I see it.
Perfect. Yeah, it would just be like a link.
Very good.
All right. All right. Awesome. You're going to love this. Way different than local SEO. I'm glad we could get you going on this, Joshua, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.